This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Fin Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Fin Health here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Chartway Credit Union's very own Stephanie St. Thomas. What a cool name that is.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome.
Yes, and I have been to the island.
Oh, good. Well, even better. Yes. Even better. So how's the conference going for you so far? Any highlights to share?
Anything so like that? Good. Honestly, I love coming to these to just network. I am a very introverted person, so this kind of forces me to get me out of my comfort zone and talk to the other credit unions, you know, and kind of see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We're all in different levels of where we are as far as our financial wellness program, so it's cool to hear what everyone's doing.
What have you learned? Or any surprises or anything that you've learned here that you might take back to Chartway and go, hey, maybe we should try this?
So some cool new products that we could implement for our members and both our team members. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. And what are you guys doing currently, though, to kind of enhance your financial wellness efforts to your members and even staff too?
Yeah, so we're in the business of people helping people, obviously.
Yep.
And we have all of the benefits for our members also available for our team members. We have to, you know, it's important to remember that our team members are those people too. So as far as our team members, we offer them the internal financial coaching. So I'm the main financial coach for them.
Oh, you are.
Just to keep that confidentiality.
Yep.
Nobody really puts their hand in that section except for me. And it is, you know, we have it's like that thing where we didn't think that maybe team members would want to talk to another team member about their finances, but we have 5 that have joined in so far, which is awesome. And then we also work with like our different departments, so it's not just the financial wellness team. You have to talk to your lending department to see what you can do for your team members, talk to HR to see what we can provide. So we all have to work together. And out of that, we are in the works of a team member Thrive loan. So it's kind of a hardship loan, but not, we're not naming it that.
Okay.
So it can be used for anything. So if you needed to have repairs for your house, you can use it for that. If you need a new refrigerator, you can use it for that. So it'll be a benefit for everyone working at Chartway.
Okay.
And then also, you know, just asking your team members what they need. And out of that, we found that student debt was a concern. So we created a student debt repayment program.
Good for you guys.
Where we will add in an extra payment to help pay for student debt faster and save on interest. So, yeah, and we currently have 44 team members.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Really? Well done on that.
Yeah.
So what's the feedback? I mean, obviously a lot of this, it's obviously confidential, but what's the general feedback from the members, the staff members that go through this? I'm sure they're just elated to have somebody have their back, basically.
Yeah, so I can share, you're going to get goosebumps. One of the team members that is involved in the financial coaching program shared with my leader, Jill, that they were actually able to wake up, you know, the next morning and see the light and just, you know, be able to make breakfast for themselves that morning because all the weight was lifted off of their shoulders, being able to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Brenton Peck's opening keynote about how money is one of the major stress drivers in our country, but also credit unions are in the business of happiness, and how those two kind of, how finance and happiness or health correspond or correlate. So to have something like what you just described, have that weight lifted off your shoulders and that stress somewhat gone, I mean, that person's got that happiness meter just went way off the charts there.
We were having a conversation by the fire last night. We were just like, we should rename ourselves. Yep. We're not financial coaches, we're financial healers.
So completely.
100%. And I think it's super important to just like be there as well. You know, we often in the financial industry, there's like that stigma where we have our finances together because we work at a credit union. We should know how to work them. But you know, there's those that we work with every day. We see with every day that are going through that same struggle.
Yeah. And so, how important do you feel this program is at your credit union? Because obviously, I mean, I'm trying to put myself into one of those employees' position. Yeah. Go, gosh, my credit union where I work really has my back, as opposed to just being a member and my credit union has my back. But gosh, you know, this is where I work, and they're really looking out for me. I mean, the loyalty, the trust factor, all those buzzwords must be off the charts as well, right?
Yeah, so it's so important. It's, you know, finances cause stress, like you mentioned, and when you're stressed out, you're disengaged, maybe you kind of alienate yourself, you don't want to talk to your team members, members get affected by that work too, by your work, and it, you know, just being able to have their back and be there for them, I think our team members are appreciative of that, and you know, just having that resource to an extra resource.
An outlet.
Yeah, you know? That too.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up members, because that can kind of transfer over, because if a staff member or an employee goes through this and has a positive result, then they can transfer that, I don't want to say positive energy, but that positive result to their members. Like, hey, you know what, I've been through this, it works, it helped me, and so, you know, maybe can help you too, that type of thing.
Exactly,
so
they can relate.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yep.
Let our member know they're not alone.
Right. Yeah. Right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, I want to get back to the conference here.
Perfect.
So kind of wrap it up with that.
Yes.
So obviously, what have you gotten from this conference that you're going to take back to truck? Anything? So I think maybe I've asked that at the beginning.
Kind of in the beginning. No, that's okay.
Darn
you
it.
Know, that's okay.
Same question twice.
It happens. Just a lot of I've heard a lot of what other credit unions are doing for their team members, so seeing if we can try to implement those things too, because we all have good ideas, and like I said, you've got to work together.
Right.
You're not going to think of everything on your own.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Very true. And and again, the power of collaboration is second to none, especially in something like this, when you can compare notes. Hey, what's working, what's not working?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good stuff. All right, Stephanie, anything else to add to wrap up here before I let you go? You did very well. Thank you so much for your time and such great stuff you guys are doing at Chartway.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.